其他呢個集散嘅交易。So we have the Mishnah. We have several machlokes between Shammai and Mishnah. One machloke is the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph between Shammai and Mishnah is in regard to Damei Dereskechovi. So there is a machloke in the Rabbanon. So the Shammai say that Damei Dereskechovi is not mitame at all. It's not even mitame like Reik Meiragel. So, and Bisil say that Damei Dereskechovi is not mitame like Damnido, like Damzovo, in other words, to be mitame lach v'yovish, but lach it is mitame, according to Bisil. That's one machlekes. Now then, there is another machlekes in the Raise between Mishnah and Bisilel. So, in regard to Dam Teya of the Mitzeras, so the Bishamai say that Dam Teya of the Mitzeras is not Mitame at all, because according to Bishamai, so it does not have a din of Mayon. It's certainly not in Mayon Mamish, because in order to be considered in Mayon Mamish, it has to be analogous to lake, to spittle, that is Misada Vietze, if it is formed in globules. But dam, so is not formed in globules, so it's not in Mayon Mamish. So, but, now Mayonis of the Mitzeras is Mitame, but dam, so, on the score of dam, Nido, so it couldn't be Mitame, because it's Dam Teya. And on the score of Mayonis of the Mitzero, it couldn't be Mitame either, because it's not Dumye the Mayon, the Rage, that is Misagol Yetze, it's not formed in globules. But Bisila also, they learn out from a posik because of the issue of Lazocho. So we learn out that even though it's not in Mayon Mamesh, so it has a din of Mayon. So Mele, according to Bisila, it's Mitame like Mayones, so it's Mitame Lach Velo Yomish. So here it's a machlekes between Bishama and Bisila in the Raisa. Then there is a third machlekes in the Mishneh between Bishama and Bisila in regard Dam Yilne Sholitov. So Bishama is saying that Biyomim Tove Rachmone. So Mele it's not. So Mele it's not Mitame, since it's already after the Yimilede. So Mele it's not Mitame. And Bisil say Biyomim Utvile Tove Rachmone. Now again, here there is a machlekes resheni as to whether the aloha of Bisil is only Gavitume, or it applies to the Isa Lebaila also. So most Rishonim say that it's only Gavitume, but it doesn't apply only the Baila, except that the Rif Shitei in Shues is that it applies in the Bible as well. Alright, that we'll discuss in the Bible. Anyway, the Gemara. V'lesel l'bishamai d'aveir of Nei Yisrael l'amart aleim ish ish ki yezo Nei Yisrael mitamen bizive v'ened kichovim mitamen bizive. So me the Rai say ened kichovim even if he is a Zav Mamesh, if he is a Zav Mamesh, he is not on it. But mit Rabbonon aber gozo aleim shiyu kizovim chol devreyem even if he is not a Zav Mamesh. And the same thing applies to Eberes Kechovim also, that even if she did not see any dam, so she is mitame like a zove, so why does Bishamai say that the dam of Eberes Kechovim is not mitame at all, but with Rabbonon they have a tumah zove and zoveis? Amar Bishamai, hey chalevet, Litami lach liyovei sheinoch name mide rabbonon. So akum in kechovim, if kechovim in veres kechovim have it tumazovim, have it tumazovim. So an if kechovim has it tumazav, then the veres kechovim has mide rabbonon it tumazovim. But in regard to the tume of the dam, so here B'Shamay say there is a special reason as to why it should not be mitamei at all, not even lach. Amla B'Shamay, heichalav, litamei lach v'yoveish, asisi kisholteiho. If we are going to say that the dam of Miliskichovim, on account of the tumazovim that the Chachomim imposed upon them, so it should be mitamei, then the dam of Miliskichovim should be mitamei, so then people might make the mistake and they'll say that we should be Seyref Trum also. We should be Seyref Trum also if the Dama Vizkechobi would come in contact with Trumo. So people will say that if the Halacha had been that it is Mitame, if it is Mitame, so people would say that we should be Seyref the Trum also, and we are not Seyref the Trumo, and to be Seyref Trumo when Alpidin, he doesn't require Seyfiz and Isar because of Mishmeres from Isar. So Ichalavin, Litami Lach Yovish Asisikloteiro, Litami Lach Yovish Litami Yovish. So, in other words, the way Bisil say, so B'Shamay say, no, we cannot say, like Bisil, that it should be Litami Lach and not Yovish. Because if we'll say that Damanes Yehovim is Litami Lach and not Litami Yovish, so people make a mistake and they'll say that the Dam Nido of the Israelis is also mitame lach and not yovish, but amnito is mitame bein lach bein yovish. So mainly because of that, it would be a michsho if we would say the dam of Yisrael is mitame lach and mitame yovish. As is kotevo mitame lach and mitame yovish lach and shotevo. Yoche reiko memeragleo name monefshech. So if you are afraid because of that michsho, so then you should say that even the rake, the spittle of Eveliz Chovim should not be mitamei, or on Eveliz Chovim should not be mitamei, the miraglai should not be mitamei, and this is a din poshut that the mayonnaise of an Eveliz Chovim is mitamei. So the Gemara says, "Kiv da'avdin and a keira v'dome emeli yodim." The rake of mimiragleo or the rabot. So in other words, we don't have to be afraid that as a result of the Tumay, of Tumas Reike Miraglayim of Rizki Chovim, so people say so then people will say that by the Cholaktim Shalteiro, so because since we make a Heker, Bidomo, maybe Yode, So people know that the reiki and miraglayim of the Chovim is only mitame the rabbonon, not with the raise, and people are not going to be seiref trumes that came in contact with the reiki miraglayim of the Chovim. So the Gemara says, so vilevet akeiro bireiko miragleo litmuya lidomo. So how is it that the fact that dam is not mitame, that's the heker. Why couldn't the Chachomim be misake in the other way? That on the contrary, that reiko miragleo should not be mitame as a heker, and dam should be mitame. So the Gemara says, reiko miragleo di shchiche goz rabono. Don't do a shchiche goz rabono. All right. Now, goz rabono shikizom chol devreyem mishum shleikitin ki Yisroel rov noetz v'mishkapsu. Asisi shikalteiro, tichim deleke ekeire osu l'misra l'itrunu kochi. Litame lach ulo yobe ishkida kamrit. Cholakte bishalteiro, osu l'chal yudam yisraeli, shu shalteiro l'nema dem tame lach ulo yobe ish. Hil kach shairu, v'ligoba bishum tume, keich et nebe ekeire, litume zu yichobim berabononi, v'nisra l'itrumo. Yoch reitu ma'agvel namre, v'gabi yisraelis, lach ulo yobe ish, ki mitame zu yichobim, asisi shikalteiro, dikaimu l'mfer damanido, reikei, Vinei mitamim lachim leyeveishim vinavet ekeiro bireiko de mizkichovi umiraglo mitamim lidamre. So dam liga bireiko ishriach choshim. Right. Omaro, zei veitomei afiru bisham. So in other words, in the takones, the tumes of mizkichovi that is only mit rabonon, so there are special alohes. So as far as the zei vitzel, the zive of an Eved Kechovim, so even according to B'Shamay, it's not. Care you toir, afil b'zila. The carry of an intichobim is not mitami with rabbonot. Zei vitomei afim vishamai do mikolomei with the kere, the carry. Carry tori afim visile of the rabbin of the kere. He released all the tomu kochi. We were with the kere with zei vei, with the tmui of the carry. Zei vei tomu with maise, got with rabbonot. Carry tomu with maise, with rabbonot. Carry toy apu bi sil ab de ke le le tu bekhon de abon bi sil name ke le poe ki dam bino da le khon bi le ke ma gelo ke mu la khon yobish ki israeli bi gab zav gab israeli ki bi sil name kote me tsa bakh le vechi yo mi ta le khot ne le gam le ke 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 ni to me mai sin ke bo al de khimo so di mo se se is le me misai le me misai le to robes din that the carry of an evit kechovim היסטורי על מגן איבן את כחובים שפול תשכבה זרע מישראל פניו איפי איבן את כחובים מנוחתיס ודישארג אי שכבה זרע דקריו מישראל so that is tommy why? because the carry is the carry of Israel so it's מתנו ובס ישראל שפול תו שכבה זרע מנבן כחובים תאירו so isn't it So it's a Mishnah Mifreshes in Mikvois, like Chove, that it says, what does Chove say? That the carry of Mikvois is not Mitame Yidin Rabon. Isn't it a Mishnah Mifreshes? That it says, Ubas Yisroel, Shepolto, Shechvazera, Mikvois Teiro. Why? Because the carry, the Shechvazera, is of Mikvois. So we see that it's not Mitame at all. So the Gemara says, no, it's no riot to Chove. Because my love, Teiro, Gmuro, that Rove is not Mechadish, anything new? So the Gemara says, no, Rove is Mechadish, because as far as the Mishnah is concerned, you could say that all that the Mishnah says is that Bas Yisroel, Shepolto, Shechvazera, Melech Chomim, so it's not, it's Toyam, Teiro, Midraisa. Because the carry of the Chovim is not Vitamin 13, but maybe the Rabbon and his stomach. So Mashmo, so Rove is Mechadish, or the Chidish, that even with the Rabbon, the carry of the Yochri is not Vitamin. The carry is not. Why? Because the Chachomim made a Heker in order that that people shouldn't make the mistake and should be saved, Trumo in Kochi. That came in contact with the carrier and Michal. Tosh, Nimtzei Seim Meshevazer Shol Yisroel Pnei Yabichol Mokem Ve'afilu B'mei Yabichovim V'shal Yabichovim Tei Yabichol Mokem Afilu B'mei Yisroel Chutz V'mraglayim Shebo So that means that the Shevazer Ha'Benochim even if it was discharged by Israelis, because the origin is in the origin it's a carry of a noch. So it says chutz v'meraglayim shebo. How except when it is mixed with the v'meragleo. Of a Nimitchovim. So then it is Mitame because the Chachomim were Gezer, Tume Zovim, and the Nimitchovim. So the Mele, the Mimeraglayim, as we see, so Midrabon is Mitame. So, Vichitene Ochname Teiro Midraise Avot Meo Midrabonon, Oto Miragleo Midraise Nimitame. So we cannot say that when the Mishnah says that Shalei Mikichovim Teiro B'chol Mokim V'afud Mei Yisroel, it means Teiro Midraise Midrabon Mitzneo, because the Mishnah says Chutz Miraglayim Shebo, Miraglayim Shebo. So then when it's mixed with the Miraglayim, then it is Mitame. Now it's not Mitame Midraise, so it's only Mitame Rabonon. So obviously when the Mishnah says the Teiro, it means that it's Teiro even Mirabonon. So it's a Rai, so Rabbe's Din is mentioned the first. V'chiteime hochaname Teiro Midraise avotvim Rabonon otom Miraglayim Midraise Mitame el shmameno Teiro afim Rabonon. Shmam. Alright. רגלו מלחומים שיתופנו הבגד יתמתנו, חוץ מרגלו שלו, פי ציחם מרגלו, מי? So if it is miure with the raguayim mitzvayo, kidamrino liyo, goes all the yushit, he's obi, avu kerri yitoya, kidamrino no birabono nekeire. Oma ma, shich vizera shal yisroyo tneiro bichol moke, afilu meir ischobi, tivshei di boye rav pope, shich vizera shal yisroyo, במייל יסכחובים מרו so the Gemara says בסויה גימולוי כמבוי על הרב פופה in other words the רב פופה so the Gemara assumed that the רב פופה הבאי was שכבזר אשר נשרוי במייל יסכחובים whether it's Tommy Toy he received רב פופה had his suffix maybe a שכבזר אשר נשרוי So if it was discharged by Neveris Chovim, so then it's not even mitam. It's not even mitam. Even though in its origin it was a carry all of Israel. So this is what Gemara assumed was a Pope's Abai. So Gemara says no. Besoy of Gemara, Rav Pope did not have any Sveikes. Rav Pope knew very well that in view of the fact that it originated as a shechvazera of a Yisroel, so the mele it is mitame, even though it was discharged by the eschovik. But Rav Pope had another rabbi. Bisoya gimoloi komi boyle. Now the aloha is that a pleti shechvazera, so if it is a gimol, I mean there are many days tanoi. But according to one Tane, so if she's Pilates within 3 days, so then it has a Halei Shem Shechvazera because it's capable of being fertilized, so maybe it is Mitame. But if she's Pilates more than 3 days after Tashmish, so then it's already Soruach, it's decomposed and it's incapable. It's incapable of being fertilized, so Mimele, it's not mitame. So the Abaye of Rav Pope was Shechvazera shel Yisroel mei chovim b'seir gimoloi kol miboylei that it mitame gimol miboylei le'achadimol ma Yisroel didaydi b'mitzves chovu gufaye u'masriach ivik chovu didaydi b'mitzves l'chovu gufaye u'masriach because the capacity of the shechvazera to be fertilized depends upon the temperature of the woman inside. So in other words, so we could say that if the temperature is lower, so then it is capable of being fertilized for a longer time than if the temperature inside the woman is higher. So now we have the aloha that within 3 days with the Pilate Shechvazera, that means the Israelis, when an Israelis is Pilate Shechvazera. So it has a Halishem Shechvazera because it's capable of being fertilized. So maybe La'achadimu Yomim, because it's possible that the inner temperature of the Israelis is higher than the inner temperature of the Nochris. Why? Because Israeli has a hotter temperament. Why does she have that? Because the temperature of the person depends upon the temperament of the person. In other words, an excitable person has a higher temperature than a non-excitable person. So the Rav Pope had an abaye that perhaps this aloha that la'acha gimul yomim it does not have a halishim shechvazera because it's already nisrach, it's already decomposed, it's incapable of being fertilized. So it's only in regard to Israelis, because a Israelis, a Yisroel has a relatively bigger temperament than the Nochri. because he's always concerned about mitzvahs, about averes, so mele, that makes him more excitable. And because of the excitable disposition, so the temperature is higher. So in 3 days, so the shechvazera becomes decomposed. So he's already died in the mitzvahs because they are concerned and worried all the time about mitzvahs. He's cholufaye. So their goof, their body engenders more heat. Umasriach within a closer time. But they don't have any pangs of conscience, of scruples. So mele, they are relatively cold, they have a relatively cold temperament. So mele, their temperature is relatively less. So mele, it wouldn't be masriach in 3 days. So what does it mean? I mean, so does it mean that it will never be masriach? So the Rav Amiri says that means if we say that it's not masriach in 3 days, but after 4 days, it certainly is masriach. Or in Dilmo, Kim Da'ako, Shkotzim, Ogo Mosim, Chobu Gufaye, U Masriach. All right. Kim Boyo Rei Ra'ach Agim, Rabbi Yisroel Steyer, Kim Boyo Rei Ra'ach Agim, Kim Boyo Rei Ra'ach Agim, Yidai Bi Yerim V'charinim Mitzvahs, Umtir Da'agoso Mishamim, Chobu Ha'am. All right. Damtara Shom Mitzaraz. So there is a machlekes in the Raisa between Bishamay and Bisila. Between Bishamay and Bisila. As to whether Damtara Shom Mitzaraz, Damtear of Mitzaraz, is Mitamei, has a din of Mayon, or it does not have a din of Mayon. It certainly could not be Mitamei Lach Yobish, because Dam Nido, Dam Zovo is Mitamei, or Dam Yildes, within the Meleide. So is Mitame Ben Lach Ben Yovish. But Damteya does not have the Tumas Dam Nido, but since she is a Mitzeras, so then the Mayones of the Mitzeras are Mitame. Now the question is, how about the Dam? The Damteya of a Mitzeras. So it's not a Mayon Mamish, but does it have a Din of Mayon? So the mele, it will be mitamei lach below your age, or it doesn't even have a din of mayon. So bishamai, so mitzada svore, it should not have a din of mayon, because mayon mamesh is something that is analogous to reik, that is misagel liyitze, if it is formed in labios like spittle, but dam is not formed in labios, so mele it's not mayon mamesh. But according to Bisilel, there is a special Zerzakosu that it has a din of Mayon, even though it's not Mayon Mamesh. And according to Bishamai, there is no such ribu. So Mele, even Lach, it's not Mitam. Oh, Tamtana Shom Tzera, Bishamai, my time in Bisilel, Mehir Hatei Zeh Shuri Bimitamei, Lach Bilo Yomech, it's not a Mayon, it's not Misad Oliyeitze. Omar Rabbi Yitzchok Lizoch Ole Rabbis Mitzei Omer Neiso Lunil Keivo Zeis Teres Azot La Zohor Lan Keivo. So Lizochor is Malbe Mitzei Ole Mayeneiso Nikeivo Ule Nikeivo is Malbe Mitzei Raza Neiso My Mayeneiso Ile Mesho Mayeneiso. So why do we need the Posik? That the Mayoneis of Mitzei Rezochor is Mitamei, and the Mayoneis of Mitzeras, the Keivo is Mitame. Once we have a posik that the Mayoneis of Mitzeres Zohor is Mitame, so maybe we can deduce that the Mayoneis of Mitzeras, the Keivo is also Mitame. So why we need a special posik? All Rabbi Zelenezo. When Keivo, Rabbi Zeras, when he said, Mayoneis, he was showing me, and he said, Mizochanat. So we don't need a special posik. El Lidomo. So the reason is why the Torah mentions a special posik, that the Mayonis of the Mitzras Nikevo is Mitamei, after it was already mentioned that the Mayonis of Mitzras Zohor is Mitamei. So as far as the Mayonis that are coming to Zohor and Nikevo are concerned, let's say like Reik and Miradlayim, so once we have a posik, that the Reik and the Miradlayim of the Mitzir Zohor is Mitamei, So memele, the reike miradlaim of Yitzaras, the cave was vitamin. So the posik, the expert posik, was mentioned to advise us in regard to something that is peculiar to any cave. Let's say the Damteya. So in other words, so we have this special posik, the Damteya is vitamin. El domo vitamin tamtarashu. So Bishamai, they say that the Damteya of Yitzaras is not vitamin. So they say in the cave is ocholoyasia. In other words, because we need a posik that the mayonnaise, the regular mayonnaise of any cave, Mitzras is mitame, and we couldn't learn it out from the regular mayonnaise of Mitzras Zohar. Why? Because if the Torah just mentioned that the reiken and the miraglai of the Mitzras Zohar is mitame, I would say only the reiken and miraglai of the Mitzras Zohar, because that's relatively homo, is mitame. Masheinke, a Mitzras, the mayonnaise of a Mitzras, the cable, which is relatively cow, is not mitamei. So it's not superfluous. So the mele, we cannot apply it to Damteya. Because I could say that in other words, we need a special posik ligabe the regular mayonnaise of any cable. Because we couldn't learn it out from Zohar. But because Zohar is Mahoma, Mal Zohar, Shechtin, Priu, Priu, was Tan Shamito. Tema bin Kevin the Lord. Ubisilel. So how would Ubisilel apply it to Damteya of Mitzras? After all, it is needed to advise us that the regular mayonnaise is mitamei. So Gemara says, no, Ubisilel say, Licht im Rachmon Einachnam. If the Torah mentioned a posik that the mayonnaise of Mitzras Zoho, we couldn't learn how the regular mayonnaise of Mitzras Zoho. But let the Torah mention just the posse of Lankevo, that the regular mayonnaise of Mitzras Nikevo is mitame. And so Anmela would know that just as the Reiken Miraglayim of Mitzras Nikevo is mitame, so the Reiken Miraglayim of Mizoho, which is Mohomo Otem Mitzras Nikevo, is certainly mitame. So why? Why you Torah to tell us? But I mean, many cables that is relatively calm. She did two and three or primo, Vinas Robitash Shamito, Robert Rachman and Mayonisel, Zohovi Koshin. So the posik that the mayonnaise of Izoho is mitame, is superfluous, he may mean Izoho, may mean in cable, we may mean Mayonisel. Because that is mentioned explicitly in connection with Ras Nekevo. So this is how we still deduce the Damteya has a din of mayonnaise, even though it's not mayonnaise mamish. Alright. Ubishamai, Zohar Nekevo loyas. Dikel Mifrach, Mal Nekevo. Because, in other words, that Nekevo has an aspect of Chumre compared to Zohar. So Mele, if the Torah had mentioned mayonnaise of Nikevo is mitame, of Mitzras Nikevo, I couldn't learn out mayonnaise of Zohar. So Mele, the posik of La Zohar is not superfluous. So Bishamai Zohar Nikevo Asi Nikevo Mifra, Mal Nikevo, because Nikevo is in a certain respect Mohomo. Shechi Mitamo Meinis. Tema bizocho deloy, because the halacha is that if a man has a discharge of zive, not because of a regular disease, I mean, if every zive is enes, I mean, because it's not something that no person inflicts it voluntarily, deliberately upon himself, but a zive shaloy beines means when it's a certain sickness. And a zive beines means not that he is afflicted with a certain sickness, but because of a certain circumstance, so he had a discharge of zive. That's called beines. So ligabe anisho. So if she sees dam zive beines, So she still mayor. Masheim came with Abizocho, so Bishiva Drochim Beit Kimes Azav. The Machel, the Mishte, if the source, the cause of the Zive, of the discharge was because he ate too much, or because he drank too much, or because he suffered a shock, and because of that he had the discharge of Zive, so then it doesn't become Tomei. So in a certain respect, an Isha is more humble than a man. So they say, so Bishamai say, Zoch Mekir Asim, the belief, Hachmal and Kevish, Hachem Itam and Meines, Tim Bezoch Adoloi, will be Silel, Kaimi Bim Tzeve, will Pal Chemil and Yisav. So we cannot say that we couldn't learn out Zoch from the Kevish, Zoch from Mitzeve, from Mitzeras, because of the Chumre that Yisav has as against Yisav. Because here we are considering the Tumme of Mitzeve, vis-à-vis Mitzeras, not of Izav vis-à-vis Izov. So, Ubisila Tan Mitzeru Park and Will Izov, Ubishamai Shuk Tume Park. Alright, so in other words, the Gemara says that according to Bisila, so Dam Teyar of Mitzeras is Mitame, because we have a superfluous posik in connection with the Mayonis of Mitzeru Zoho. And actually, it should not. If this is superfluous, because we could learn how the regular mayonnaise of Mitzira Zohar from the regular mayonnaise of Mitzras became it. So that extra posik is applies to Damteya of Mitzras. And that's a Bisila. And according to Bishamai, so it's not superfluous, so we don't have an extra posik. So Mele, since we don't have an extra posik, and Damteya are not being regular mayonnaise, so Mele, it's not itam. We boy say me, amlo bishamai, hai zoho mi boyle, li zoho kol shu zoho, bin godin bin koton. So Mele, the li zoho is not superfluous. Ubisilel, they say that it is superfluous, because you don't have to deduce from Mizoho, Luizoho, you don't have to deduce from Mizoho that Bin Godel Bin Koton, because that Aloche is not from Mizistikas Azar, Bin Godel Bin Koton. Alright. Now let's see the Rashi. Shomai Yisrael, Kireko Miragmel, Adosim Yisrael, Tichsiv Dei, Kiyori Kazov, Mimenei Nafke Shomai Yonit, Mizoch Nafke, Kiyo Yisrael Mitzil Mai Yisrael, Yisrael Mitzirah, Zohomai Yisrael, Dike Dika Besai Bizoch, El Yidom Yidlesi Bizoch, El Gosim Kashmi Hamito, Bishivas Yimei Sfirei, Tichsiv Vayish Viyoshach Mikus Lohole, Vino Ole Mishti, Shnei Vashim Lohem Lohlechem, Tino Bikei Lo Mitzirah Lohes Lohan, Bikrisis Birgdal Mikus Rekapore, Ish Pireya Upeirei, So a Mitzir Ezocho, so has to keep his hair uncovered, and he has to keep his good in rent. But we need to pay us for this. We got to touch the stamp and the hutzlo all the sin, no the hutzlo all. He got the ass in his own. We is the one came on the goof. We were on the shamayonis. We make it not the shamayonis like we made the alfin with them. Because it certainly is not a regular mayon. Because the characteristic of a mayon is misaga leitze. The shamayonis yalfinon mirek ma reik she misaga leitze. Who misas it chilo yachad v'hakach yeitzei v'idam lav misagav yeitzei v'im enis, first it is formed in globules and then it is discharged spittle, but dam does not conform to this characteristic v'im enis shem yisel et nafim ukeimo shechim tal v'enis l'gav izivo v'achim u'pal chenu nizav v'ignyo horeg asino v'iboy yisei ma'amlo b'shamay hayo zocho m'iboy li kol shu zocho ולגעשינו ניקיימו כל שום ניקיימו ואם קיים היונס למצעירו מנולו אל ניקיימו לרביס מצרעס מיוניסל ויהו זוכר ניקיימו מהיונס והיו זוכר מייסל ויסילל דרשו ושם היו זוכר קוטן שמתאמת בזיבה בימי ולנפקו מי שיש לספיר לדיבותיה כל שמי הודום ותנאי כסקטן לנפקו מי אישו ואישו כי אלפינו ברשפיר כבייצר וניקיימו דהוכר לרביס מצרעס מיוניסל ופיסיל נמל לידר שיש מי הוא נפקו למיזיז Tiras Azov, Bingodu Bingodu Mitame Vizive. So Mele, the Lazoho is a purpose according to Vizilel. So that this Yisro tells us that Damteya has a din of Mayonet Mitame Rachel Yosh. Alright. אומר רבי יהודה, כי פה שתרפשים מלוקי בזב בו יהיה אוכל, ריא גישנו של זב קוט מהו שפתתם במאגה, זה הסתירס הזב. ואשתית ממנו שכבה זרע אומר רחמונה, כל ששכבה זרע שלוי מטעמי, ריא גישנו שלוי מטעמי, והי כבדי שכבה זרע שלוי לא מטעמי, לא ישאל מטעם יריו משין נאמו מטעם אוי דיומו כיוון דיומו חוזה תאפ מצטר פייז מטעם אמרו בתושמע זה הסתירס הזו בין גודו בין קוטן מה גודו ריו משין נשאלי מטעם אף קוטן ריו משין נאמו מטעם נאו דהלוך איז דת קרי או בין קוטן איז נאפ מטעם If only if he's a cotton when Teshono Yemecho, then he's Sheikh Vazera is Mitame. But if he's younger than Teshono Yemecho, so the carry the Sheikh Vazera of a cotton is not Mitame. Now, the halacha regarding Zav is that if he's Zav, if a person has a discharge of Zivi once, so then he's only Tomei to Maseret. He's only Tomei one day to Maseret. And it's mitame bimag. This way. Now, but suppose a person has two zives, two discharges of zive. So then he has to count zayniki. He has to count 7 clean days, and it doesn't make any difference whether the two rias. He had on 2 consecutive days, or he had it on the same day. So as long as he had 2 years, so then he has to count by the king. But he's not going to have to bring a call. But suppose a person had 3 years of zile. 3 years of zile. So then not only does he have to count by the king, but he has to bring a call. That's the difference between Izar Bal Shteviyes and Izar Bal Gimuyes. As far as Zayinikim is concerned, so even Izav Bal Shteviyes has to count Zayinikim. But Izav Bal Shteviyes is not required to bring a call, and Izav Bal Gimuliyes has to bring a call. So now the question is, Omer Abyeziv Kiposh, Yitrapshim Milokish Bizav, Boyoche, Rio Yishen Yishon Zav, Kot Mao Shetitam Yilmage. Now the aloche is that the Rio Yishen of Izav, So he's only mitame to Masere, like a Voltaire. He's not Dome 7 days, he doesn't have to count Zayniki. So Mimele, we could say that in view of the fact that a Zal Balviyahs, so he's only Tome to Masere, so he has only the same Tume, the same status of Tume as a Balkari, so just as a Tume's Balkari does not apply to a Kot, Pohes and Bentel Shomim, so maybe that the Rio Risheino of a Kot and Pohes and Bentes is not Mitame either. So, Rio Risheino should not come to Majid Amimad, it's the Natural Shadis Meshiva Zerah Lachmone, Kochi Shiva Zerah Shalom Mitame, Ria Rishen Shalei Mitamei, Vaikim Nishar Shalei Mitamei, so Ria, Ria Rishen Yonamei Mitamei. Oy Dilmo, Kim Dilmo Chose Taot, and it's Taot, and it's Mitamei. So Mimele, even the first discharge is also Mitamei. Oma Gome Toshma, this is also Bidom Dukotten, Magot Ria Rishen Shalei Mitamei, Apotten Ria Rishen Yonamei Mitamei. So it's Mitamei Vimagi. Now let's see the Rashi. כי פה שתידוש, מהו שתם ישני עולמי בו ילום? דומר בין עולמי זוכו, כל שהוא זוכו, ויוסם תארת ויש כסיף, ועזור לזה ואיזה וישן של זוב, בואו נפקה לו, מה יקרו? זה הסתירס הזאת, די נחוד הרי, די חוד וגזיב וכסיב ותחו, ועשת עצמן שפר זרע, איסקס ויש ושאין עולמי קרי, אבל דקות מי, מי אמון הכיוון הקרי, איסקה שלא משכח לו בגוד, די יסה בקרי, אבל קודם בלסה בקרי, לסה בדי ירישאין חוזק קוטן ריו אחיתן יתערף את כנאיסה תומשיבו כי נזב אשתי ריאס שם מילא איבמו את הנישל ריאו וזדיבה so is mitame mimage mitame name kishol gotol tumaserev vikeri ria mishenu shol mitzeiro maushite oh Now, so that's one halacha. So, Rav Shimon Lokish had Navaya and he was patient. That Rio Visheino of the cotton pockets in Bentes is mitam. Is mitam. Boy Rav Yezi. Now the second Navaya of Rav Yezi. Rio Visheino shall mitzei romau shetitam ibimase. Now, so Rashi explains it as follows. According to Rashi's Gersi, there are two persons. There is the Rav's Gersi that Rashi rejects, and then there is Rashi's Gersi. Now, according to Rashi's Gersi, the Rio Visheino of Vizal, Rio Visheino of Vizal is only Mitamei Bimagi, but it's not Mitamei Bimasi, because the Tumas Masi, the Tumas Masi, we learn out from the posik Vazo Vezeve. So that means Azo is one Rie and Zeve the second Rie. But Mashainke, the first Rie of Zeve, so is only Mitame Bimage, it's not Mitame Bimage. So Rav Yisef has an Abaye. How about the discharge, the first discharge of Zive of a Mitzere? If he hadn't been a Mitzere, then it certainly wouldn't be Mitame Bimasi. But suppose a Mitzere had the first discharge of Zive. Is that discharge Mitame Bimasi? Really, she is from Mitzere, but that must make him Zive Maso. Why should it be Mitame Bimasi? As far as the Tumas Zav is concerned, so the halacha is that the first discharge is only Mitamei Masi, it's not Mitamei Masi. So, but here, he happens to be a Mitzere as well, and the Mayones of a Mitzere are Mitamei. So the question is, the Zive discharge has a din of a Mayon of a Mitzere, so the Mayon is Mitamei. It's Mitamei Masi, or he does not have a din of a Mayon. Rio Vishen Shom Tseiro Mash Tamei Masi, Mikeim Zive Mayonu, Mitamei, Oidil Malav Mayonu, Oidil Malav Mayonu. Now let's see the Rashi. Rio Vishen Shom Tseiro Mash Tamei Masi, Shalish Toya Moiti Boyo, Divadim Tamei Masi, Discuss the Kerem Kerem Tamei Masi, Kisam Kerem 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 Tomeu, Varubi Rioshni Oxim, the Monarchos of Stai, Visor Valsteries of Gomorin Tome, Elishinton Cob, Kitty Boy Lochisheno. The board of the army, if he's not in Mitzere, Lomitano, Magi, Och Mitzere, Mani Kinsi, the Mayu, Vis Rabbe, Mirizoho, the Rabbis Mitzero, the Mayeneso, Umayones, Mitamil Mase, Kidomotel Damanide, the Rioikas of Vittoria, Mashe Viatoe, the Despital. That the spittle of a zav is mitamei umase or lav mayu. V'have kishor mi orishenu shakolodo dibimaga mitamei. So what the abaye is whether the zive discharge of a mitzere has a din of mayon, some mele it's mitamei umase, or it's not mitamei umase. Omar Rovetosh, Zeivi Tomeyu, Haile Rio Vishnio, Shalimon Akosuf Stein, Zog Mipseirei Zeivi Tomeyu. So it has reference, this posik has reference to the second Rie of Zeiv. So, Zeivi Tomeyu, Limit of Azeiv Shu Tomeyu. So, the limit of Azeiv Shu Tomeyu, Vomit Damanide Dai Kole Rabbis Lamago Yisrech, Ligoram Shavazera, Elven Masi. My feeling of Izab Kreide, that this posik has reference to Izab Kreide, not to Izab Mitzere, who already had his second discharge of Zive. So, Ilem of Izab Kreide, the Lab Mitzere, Lomo Mikro, with Tipa Atzbo Pshite. Now, so, why do we need a special posik that the Tipe of the second discharge of Zive, or one who is not a Mitzere, that it's Mitamei Masi. Of course it should be mitame lemase. If the discharge makes the gavre, the zav himself mitame lemase, because his zav is mitame lemase, then the aloche, so certainly the tipe, the discharge that makes him into a zav, so certainly should be mitame lemase. My feeling is afraid the lachin will give him to me, we actually push him. So since this tipe, this discharge, imposes tumas masse upon the zav himself, so certainly the tipe that makes the gavre, the bala tipe, to be mitamei tumas masse, so the tipe itself certainly should be mitamei masse. Lachin will tumel has me tosh, el pshite bizav mitzeire, um nitzlich ko. So in other words, so we don't need a special posik that the tipe of the zivo shnio is mitame lemase, because if the zav himself is mitame lemase, and why is the zav himself the gavre mitame lemase? Because of the tipe. So the tipe, which is the cause of the tumas mase of the zav, certainly should be mitame lemase. The Baal HaTipe to be mitame tumas mase. So the tipe itself certainly should be mitame lemas. Lachin ven tumel has me tosh, el pshite bizav mitzeire, um nitzlich ko. So in other words, so we don't need a special posik that the tipe of the zivo shnio is mitame lemase, because if the zav himself is mitame lemase, and why is the zav himself the gavre mitame lemase? Because of the tipe. So the tipe, which is the cause of the tumas mase of the zav, certainly should be mitame lemase. Elo pshite bizav mitzeo. So that posik has reference to the tipe, the second discharge of zive of a mitzeo. So here we cannot say that this tipe is gearing to tumas mase, is gearing tumas mase to the gavre, because in view of the fact that the gavre is a mitzere, so even without that tipe, the gavre is mitame bimase. So in other words, it's not the tipe that is gearing tumas mase to the gavre, because on account of his being a mitzere, so he's mitame lemase. So this tipe is not gearing tumas mase to the gavre, because the gavre without this tipe would be mitame lemase. So elo pshite bizav mitzere. So mele we couldn't learn out through kalachemer of lachem gerim tume latmi kolshku that the tipe of the tipe shnio of the zivo, so is mitame bimase through kalachemer, because since he is a mitzere, so he's mitame bimase anyway. So it's not the tipe that is given to me. So mimele we have to resolve to the posik that the tipe itself is by zav mitzere, this the rio shio is mitame bimase mas elo pshite bizav mitzere umidislach ko lirbuy b'rio shio shmamino mikein zivo lav mayu, because if mikein zivo is as a din of mayon, so even the rio mishenio of zav mitzere is mitame bimase. So why do we need the posik that the rio shio, the second tipe of zav mitzere is mitame bimase? The fact that the Torah has provided that the rio shio is mitame, that the tipo shnio, the second discharge, is mitame lemase, indicates that the first zive of a mitzere is not mitame lemase. Why? Because mikein zivo does not have a divine mind. Now, this is the pshat of Rashi, except, and this is the pshat of Tesis also, except that Rashi, here is difficult, because the Gemara here says lachirim girim tumah, we are discussing tumas masa. So the Mele, when the Gemara says lachirim, here it is upgraded, lachirim girim tumah, it means tumas masa. So Rashi says lachirim girim tumah klima tipezug yeremes lebayo shemitamim masa ki dechsiv hanigeya bechol asheliyeh tato veikminum belyini shel zah he actually calls you. So this Rashi is difficult. Tisa says the Rashi. Because so we learn how it shows out. That's not masse of Izab. That's not masse of Izab. Elieni shows out means that second pshati. What does Elieni shows out mean? So one pshat is in Elieni shows out that one pshat is that the Rashbam says Shechia Azab Chav Mesnayim. Or the other pshat is the initial zav beged shemiksosi elazav miksosi nigra loretz umiksosi is nigra loretz. The other pshat in the initial zav. But one thing is clear that the initial zav so is not the same thing as masse. Masse means when the itoyer carries the tomei. So what would be masse of izav if a zav if an Odom Toyer would carry a Zav, that would be Masa Shel Zav. In other words, a person who would carry the Zav, he would be Kamtome on the score of Masa Shel Zav. Like Nivele is Mitame with Masa. So what does it mean Nivele Mitame with Masa? If an Odom Toyer, heretofore Odom Toyer, we carry Nivele, so he becomes Tome. So Masa means that the Dova Tome is carried, not that the Dova Tome is the carrier. And Rashi mentions here, Lachirim Gilem Tume, Kalim Ati Pesu Geremes, Libayro Shemitami Bimase, Kedirsi, Panagia, the Horashi Yetakto, the Kmina Belini Shalzar, he actually calls you. So Rashi mentions the Yeni Shalzar, that's not Masa of Zar. A Yiddish Zav means that the Zav is the carrier, and Masish Zav means that the Zav is carried. So Mele, this is Tesis Kasha against Rashi. Pirush Rashi Lachirim Gerim Tumek. Pirush Rashi is Zavatzim Gerim Tumes Masik Dechsiv. Chla Negev B'chal Shiyeh Tachto Mekminu B'Yerini Shal Zav. V'Nire D'Yerini Shal Zav Nikor Masik V'Nimitam Eroich Lo Mashkin V'Yidi B'Zeiv K'Hai Gavnu L'Ash K'Kon Lo Tshatipo B'Chav Miznayim V'Kor V'Kav Shniyo Lochi Nire L'Forish Li Zavatzim Gerim Tumes Masik Sh'Anei Si Hazav Tomei Hanei Si Hazav Tomei Hanei Si Hazav Kosh. So in other words, why do we need a pasuk that if someone carries the discharge itself, that fluid that he was discharged by the Zav, that if somebody carries it, he becomes domei, since this discharge makes the gavre who has the discharge mitami b'mase, in other words, that if somebody carries his Zav, so he himself becomes domei, if somebody carries his Zav. He himself becomes domain. So naturally, the pipe itself that makes the gavre, the zav, mitame b'mase. So the pipe itself is certainly mitame b'mase. Lochinir l'davatzme gieren tumas mase. Sha'anei si azav tomei, anei si azev l'kolshkin l'tomei. Uvishor tumis lav mase, ke mishka v'mei shafen l'forish, do l'mitzir enami gieren tumei. Dil l'mitzir egrede, anei si mishka v'mei shafen l'tamei echon l'mashkin, ke l'parish efrek l'dvogim, v'im zavu mitame mishkovei, odom l'bodi, elo v'izav mitzir, itz l'chterashe, dil l'yose v'kal v'chemia, do l'gomol l'tomei, sh'arei machmas nigi hoyo mitamei, v'imase, v'afilo b'eir. This Rashi is a little strange, and this is the kasha that Ramban raises against Rashi. So according to Rashi's pshat, so even if he's upgraded, lachirim girim tumah lasmi kolshkin, so we don't need a special posik that the zive, the zeiv of a zav is mitamei b'maseh, because that we can deduce to a kalachemer, if the gavre is mitamei b'maseh on account of the zeiv. So the Zev itself, that is the Sime of the Tumas Masse of the Gavre, certainly should be Mitare Masse. So we have to say that this posik has reference to Izav Mitzere. So Izav Mitzere, we need a posik that the Zive of Izav Mitzere is Mitare Masse, because we couldn't deduce it to a Kalachemer of Lachemger in Tume, Latin culture. Why couldn't we deduce it to a Kalachemer? Because vis-a-vis Izav Mitzere, so the Tipa Zev is not gathering Tumas Masse to the Gavre, because the Gavre is Mitame the Masse anyway, on account of his Ras. So he says, because the Mitzere is also Mitame the Masse. He's even Mitame Be'er, the Masse certainly. So the question is, but true that if a Mitzere has the second discharge of Zive, so Mimele, he would be Mitami, he was Mitami Bimase, the Mitzere was Mitami Bimase, even before he had the second discharge of Zive. But now that he has the second discharge of Zive, so Mimele is Mitami Bimase on two grounds. First of all, he was Mitami Bimase before on the ground on the score of Tzoras, because the Mitzere is Mitame Masse, but now that he had already the second discharge of Zive, so he is Mitame Bimase on account of the Zive too. So Mimele, even vis-a-vis Mitzere, so he's Lachem Gerim to me. Even though he's Mitame Bimase without the Zive, but now there is an additional reason as to why this Gavre Mitame Masse, until he had this discharge of Zive, so he was only Mitame Bimase. This Gavre was Mitame Bimase only because of his Ras. Now he's Mitame Bimase not only because of his Ras, with which he's afflicted, but he's also Mitame Bimase because of the Zive. So Mimele, we don't need a special posik, because through the Kalachemer of Lachem Gerim Tumei Latzmi Kolchkin, so Mimele, we know that the Zive itself is Mitame Masse, because it imposes Tumas Masse on the Gavre. So Rashi Shita is that in view of the fact that he was Mitame Masse even before the Zive, so Mimele, we couldn't deduce that Kalachemer. This is Rashi. But Ramban is Chilek and Rashi. Alright. Um die Zrich kommen wir wohl nicht nie schmam wir die schöne war meine die meine die schöne mit haben wir schon mit kosch amale rab jude so war gut so habe ich try to be patient that me came see the love mine so me mail the zive of me the first zive this charge is not with our masse because it's love mine but the second re-discharge in Mitzere is mitam, because of this Zirzakosov of Zeritonic. Omri Rabbi Yudin discard el Rome Memai, il Meleim Olenim Olo be Zabgrei, but then yes, Zabgrei, we don't need the posse, because Lachir Gerim Tumla, the coach, no, we don't always deduce such a Kalahina. Would the Kamad Lachir Gerim Tumla, the coach, so you have to say, she gave me to the Achevi, who has me toy? That's me toy. Leon was upgraded, the material is recorded the way that we shame with Tamu Shemai, who the comrade, Lachin and Gertu was my coach, we don't need the posse. No, we cannot deduce such an Achevi, because we have an example of something that is given to the Achevi and still that's me not. So maybe we need here a special posse that the Zivik, the people itself that is given to Namu Mechai. Alright. Omar Abaye and Mighty Boyer. So in other words, so the Shiloh is still outstanding. Omar Abaye and Mighty Boyer. Vohu Odona. Zeh Sire Sazar. Now what was the Abaye? As to whether the first Zivah discharge of a Mitzere is Mitame Masse or not. So Abaye says, we can be patient. Mighty Boyer. והוא דום אז יש תירת הזד בלבוד מיקוד וכי בנת הוא מאוסוף אייסו לא מזוכו לרביס מצירו מהיין איסו נקיבו לרביס מצירס ולא מסרו ואשר רחמון אל מצירו איזה אבגומו מה זה אבגומו מתאמי במעשה אף תהיה שיש שם מצירו מתאמי במעשה נא לצידרח מה תיבור לרבי איסו Und ich habe mir gedacht, wie kommt es in die Sivet? Und ich habe mir gedacht, wie kommt es in die Sivet? Weiß er, wieso soll er abis mit Zehre? Riesig ist mit Zehre und ich sag, wo man ist. Was ist der Ries? Da war halt gerade kein Schirr mit Zehre, tat ich sie. War so gesehen, wie habe ich da, auch sie bei was so hohe, abis mit Zehre, geht ihn so, wo man ist. In diesem Posse war so gesehen, wie war so hohe, okay? So, die Posse, ich war so gesehen, wie ich es referenz, du tun es mask. In dem ich sehe es nicht so hohe, okay, wo. So wie ein Wettisch mit zu den Sachen, ich kann immer auch zu den Sachen haben mit Zehre und so kommen. Maß auf Gommo sind in Tamil Maß, aber Zehre sind in Tamil Maß, war für die Geschenke. Die Wischle in den Nopi, wir haben die Sachen und die Sachen kommen. Wie auch ich mit Zehre und Sachen, mit Zeras, mit Kiewe, ich kann im Boyer die Geschenke mal. Wir haben die Sachen, wie ich sehe, mit Zerab und Schamayone, so ja, die mit Kiewe lecker sehe, Leben, die Melfi, mehr Keische, die so kommen, die war mein. Aber hast du die Zehre und Sachen, wie es kannst, Wie so kommen, wie zog ich so wie mit Boye. So, there is a Hekesh. So, the Mele, since there is a Hekesh between Mitzere and Wie so kommen. So, Mazav kommen, is mitame bimase, after you change on Mitzere, is mitame bimase. Now, this is Rashi's verse. But then, the Rashi verse was different. Wie ist im Forschen? So rasche Menschen ist der Arzt hier. Wie ist im Forschen? Bald Rav Jesi vorhin. Rio geschehen schon mit Zehre Mausch in Tamil Mas. Wie sagt Rio mit dem Boilo, die Bade mit Tame. Die Jomere Kamo. Lima da Azeib Schuh Tome. Und mit Wien und mit Amani die Kohle Masos. Kiet die Boilo. Bin Zehre. Wie ich kann nicht mal, wie sagt Rio mit dem Tame. Mishim kirem es leitume. In other words, so according to the Yisdim Foshe, so Rav Yitzchak says reference to a real Rishen Shom Mitzero, whether it's Mitame or Maase. So, Zav Greide, how did Rashi explain it? According to Rashi Shom. So, but Zav Greide, Rav Yitzchak had no shy. Because it's a double portion that by Zav Greide, real Rishen Shom is not Mitame or Maase. Because it's like Kerem. But according to this Mephoshe Pshat, Rav Yosef had a shaila in regard to a real Rishayno of Mitzere. But in regard to a real Rishayno of his upgrade and not a Mitzere, then it is certainly Tamei Maase. Whereas according to Rashi's Pshat, so Rav Yosef considered that as a double portion, that the real Rishayno of his upgrade is not a Tamei Maase. So according to this Mephoshe Pshat, so Rav Yosef assumed that the real Rishayno of his upgrade is with Tamei Maase. Just the reverse of what Rashi says. According to Rashi, so Rav Yosef considered the Zid of a Poshu, that the real Rishayno of his upgrade is not with Tamei Maase. According to his Mephoshe Pshat, Rav Yosef assumes that the real Rishayno of his upgrade is with Tamei Maase. The Shaila is, maybe only the real Rishayno of his upgrade is with Tamei Maase. Mashein Kei, Rio Rishayno of his Av Mitzero is not. He's in fast way, Rabbi Sohri, when she's from Mitzero, Mashna Mas, he's up to the Mitzero, 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 that a real Rishayno of his upgrade is Mitame Maase. Why does Rabbi Yosef assume that a real Rishayno of his upgrade is Mitame Maase? And he only has his topic in connection with the real Rishayno of his upgrade, because in connection with the real Rishayno of his upgrade, so then we have to say that it's Tamei Maase on the basis of the Kalachemia of the Achilin getting Tumei Latzmei Kodesh. We should be going to be that great in Tamei Shem 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 Tumei. And the Mitzere, so it's not Mitamei, but the Mitzere, it's not getting Tumei Lachirin, because he is already Tumei anyway. So the God raised Mitamei Maase even before he had this real Rishayno. Aber zirik, wo Tomei Yomim Kremes Ritomei, wo Mitamei Atiba. איסו אימו למינון מיינו כרי כמי מרגלי מי מיינו אלוהי so according to this Mephoshe Pshat which allegedly this is the Shite of the Rach so according to this is Mephoshe Pshat so Rav Yitzel considers it as a double poshut that the real Shino is upgraded is Mitaro Yomasi why? Because of the Kalachemer if it is Mitaro if it is given to Melachem to the Gavre it should be Mitaro Yomasi so Le'atzmei is like coach Mashiach in real Shino is up Mitzero so we cannot deduce that Kalachemer because in regard to Mitzero so he was we cannot say that he was given to Melachim. He was becoming a Masi even before the discharge. So this discharge did not impose upon him to Masi upon the Gavre. So Melech seems, so we don't have the Kalachim or Melachim given to me. Not in the culture. So Melech could say, it's not becoming a Masi. The Zev, the real Shein of Zive, of a Mitzere. Of Mitzere, or perhaps it is Mitame Masse because the Zive is Miki Mayon, so Mele is Mitame Masse on the basis of Mayones, of the Mayones of a Mitzere that is Mitame Masse. Al Mitzere, for Tomil, in terms of Tumil, Tabati, Pil, and Mayon, Kerikim, and Agor, my mind, no. So, Mahobe Toshma, Zeil, Tomil, Limit Azeil, to Mikil, and the Yavishino, Roche Mashma, Ki is on Mitzere. Boche Mashma, in the Kol is before Shepshat, the Agiris in the Gemore. Everything is the same. When I mean, we are in the same Mashma, Masim, Kim Zim, Mayim, Tami, 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 Mayim. Oh, my God, the Toshma, Zim, Tami, 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 Mayim, Tami, 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 instead of being Geris, umidit zrich kol in ribuye beriyo shniyo so we are dealing with this before she is geres in gemore in zrich kol in ribuye beriyo rishino shmamenu mikim zivu la mayinu israel in ribuye beriyo rishino shmamenu la mayinu vishibushu this girl say is an error mit nikamu chuvis kol in kaposhu la mikim zivu la mayinu vo le masa rabiko ki likoma bida manito mali mayo mali lav mayo because according to this before she pshat so the gemore is patient that it's love mine, and but according to this worship chart, this there's a course of observatory limitalization tells us what it tells us that the real Shino, the Zive of the real Shino of Zav Mitzero is Mitame. So it is strange, because Rav Yisei ben Nabai, whether the real Shino of Mitzero is Mitame or Mas or not. What are the alternatives? Whether the discharge of Zive has it in Mayon or it doesn't have it in Mayon. So if we say, so the two alternatives in Nabai of Rav Yisei are, one alternative is that it has a din of Mayon, so the male it is Mitame Masse, and the other alternative is it does not have a din of Mayon, so it's not Mitame Masse. So according to the Abai of Rav Yosef, so it is throwing the question whether the Mikem Zive has a din of Mayon or it doesn't have a din of Mayon. And in order to be Mitame Masse, it has to have a din of Mayon. That it is mitamei masse, but it does not have a din of mayon. So in other words, you see, there is no correspondence between the Abai of Rav Yosef and Rabbi's solution, because the Abai of Rav Yosef is raising the question as to whether the Kemzive has a din of mayon or not. So in other words, if it has a din of mayon, then it is mitamei masse. If it doesn't have a din of mayon, it's not mitamei masse. And Rabbi is patient and he does not have a din of Mayon. Now if he does not have a din of Mayon, so Mele, it should not be Mitamei Masse. But this Zerzakosuf tells us that it is Mitamei Masse. So in other words, the solution that is given by Rabbi does not conform to the Abaye of Rabbi. This is what Rashi is raising. ושיבי שום כמה תשובות חודם כפו שלו מכמצים לעד מהיום ואולי מה זה נביכו כי לקום המידה מנים ובא לו מהיום על עד מהיום ואולי מי יקלו כבר היקרו בריא או נשאינו ואולי לא אוכל נפלו בכל דוכתם ונח עושה שתיים בקור התונה ואולי מי יקלו מימה בריא או נשאינו בזד קרידו אחר עם תומס מסו הוזב לו ביחה עשינו לו בריא כראי קרי and the real carry is not the kamu mase he's only the kamu bimage he don't have a kemi stein to the sieve we show us the kom when real machine action really carry we carry the kamu mase oh and shum she kosu biswar so he says that this is a news from Shabeshes in other words according to the Yisni Forshe Pshah according to the Rachs Pshah so the Gira say in the Gemara is we need to call the Rebuye the Rebuye Rishayno Shmam Mekim Zilu Amayim So Rashi says it's a news from Shabashes that the right deal say was Umidiz Lachkola Ribuye Beribuye Shniyo Beribuye Shniyo Shmame no Mekim Zive Beribuye Shniyo the right deal say was Umidiz Lachkola Ribuye Beribuye Shniyo Shmame no Mekim Zive of Rio Rishayno Olav Mayo So that was the right deal say and inside the text of the Gemara of the manuscript it was written So then, one of the Miforesh of the Shas, he wanted to explain the Gemara. What does the Gemara mean? So he put on the margin, So then came the a certain Talmud, and he became mixed up. He saw that on the margin it was mentioned. Ushmanino, Shmanino, became Zivo Lav Mayro. Shmanino became Zivo on the margin, became Zivo Berio Nishayno Lav Mayro. But that was only on the margin. That wasn't part and parcel of the text of the manuscript. But he just put it down, one before, he put it down on the margin in order to explain the Gemara, that the Gemara means Shmamino umidiniz rechkola ribuye beribuye shniyo Shmamino mikenzivo of rio nisheino av mayro but the right deal saying the manuscript was umidiniz rechkola ribuye beribuye shniyo then a certain student came and he saw that manuscript with this comment on the margin Shmamino mikenzivo of rio nisheino av mayro which was only in connection with the pshat of the Gemara So he thought that what the comment that was mentioned to the margin, this is a new girse in the text. But that's the mistake. So he says how. Umishum she kosu mislom is kobiri rishenu mifosh roch. Rav Minzi, the high the rishenu perush oya mislom. Ulkamei koi vorekom. We need to call the boy. Shniyo shmanu rishenu kimzi la mayim. Vorekasim shiyo shmais. מה זה אבגומו מטעמי זה ומה זו אב מצרק? אבל מה זה אבגומו? זה מטעמי טיפה זה ומה זו? אבל זו כבר ביחס לא... anyway, this is רשס פשט. Now, the least before שפשט that has the girse ומדיעית צריך קרוא לריבוי בריבוי הראשינו שמענו מכמסיבו לדמיינו that's the רשס girse but רשס reject it. Now, however, the רמב״ם accepts the רשס girse the Chidushi HaRambam, he accepts the Rav's Girse, the Rav's Girse. And he says that it is not as Rashi says, that in the original manuscript, the Girse was, Umidiz Trichol Ribuye, Beribuye, Beria Shmiyo. And someone put on the margin, he put, Shmamana Mikem Zive, Beria Rishenu Ramayu, and then another student came, another student of Torah came and he became mixed up and he thought that what was mentioned Rio Rishayno in the margin instead of being the Perush was part, had reference to the new Girse in the text this is how Rashi explains so the Ramban says no the right Girse in the original manuscript was as these new portions as the days the before Shedarachs Pshat is not grounded in a mistake in other words that was the real Girse in the text Shmamino Yisrachol Ribuye Beririo Lisheino Shmamino Mikeim Zivo Lamayim but one thing, and he is Masik al Rashi, because according to Rashi, the Gemara is saying, B'ma'il ha'im b'zov grede, so Riyashniyo, of b'zov grede, so la'achirin geirin, tume la'atzme l'kotshin, so in other words, it could, the posse could not have reference to a case of Nizab Grede, because Nizab Grede we don't have to resort to this verse Akosu, that the Rio Shnio, that the Tipo Shnio of Nizab is Mitame Yumase, because that we could use for it our Hemer, Lachem Yerim Tumas Mokosh, Elo Pshit Nizab Nitzere. So we could deduce it to a Kawah Hemer, Rashi says. Why couldn't we deduce it to a Kawah Hemer? Because in regard to a Nizab Nitzere, so this type shnio is not giving to me, to mesmasi and the gabre, because the gabre was mitami to mesmasi even before the type shnio, even before the real shnio. So the mele, we couldn't use the kavachim of achim giving to me, that's the coach. So the mele, we have to resort to especially the sakosu. This is how Rashi explains. But the Ramban says no, even in connection with the Zav Mitzere, so we still can apply the Kalachim of Lachim Gerim Tume. Even though the Gavre was Mitame Yemase even before the discharge, but before the discharge he was Mitame Yemase on the score of Tumas Raz. Now, as a result of the discharge of the Rio Shlio, so he's Mitame Yemase not only on the score of Tumas Raz, but on the score of Tumazibe. So in Melee, we can still deduce the Kalachim Lachem Gerim Tumas Mikol Koshin. So he's Masik against Rashi. So how does he explain? He explains as follows. In other words, but not the way Rashi mentions the Rachs Pshat. Because Rashi mentions in the name of the Rach that Boy Rabbi Yisef Rio Rishen Shom Tzero Mao Shetamel Mase Mikim Zive Mayu Mitamei Oidum Olav Mayu. So in other words, Rio Rishenu Shal Zab Grede is a pshites, Rashi says, according to the Rach, that it's Mitame Yumas. So this he says, no, the Rach doesn't say that, because the Rio Rishenu of Zab Grede is not Mitame Yumas. It's not Mitame Yumas, it's only like Tumas Kerebi Aome, it's only Mitame Yumas. But, according to the Rach, so Rabbi Yisef raises this abaye. Rio Rishen Shom Mitzeire, Mayu Shetitam El Mase, Mekim Zive Mayu Mutame, Yoi Yom El Av Mayu. So in other words, so Rabbi Yisef is saying, it is, it don't poshut, that the Rio Rishen of his upgrade is certainly not Mitam El Mase, because that's only to us carry out. And it is, it don't poshut, that the Rio Shnio of his upgrade is Mitam El Mase. Now the Shail and by Rabbi Yisef is Rio Rishenu Shom Mitzere. So a Vizav Grede Rio Rishenu is certainly not Mitame Yomas. Rio Shnio Vizav Grede is certainly Mitame Yomas. But a Bayo of Rabbi Yisef is in regard to Rio Rishenu Vizav Mitzere. Mao She Mitame Yomas. We can see the Mayo Mitame Yomas. So in other words, that's the Bayo according to Rabbi Yisef. And according to Rambam, the Rach also explains the Abaye the same way. To Omar Rav Toshu, Zei Vitomeu, Limidah Zei Vshu Vitomei, Bima, Ilei Mevizav Grede, if it has reference to Vizav Grede, and to the Rio Shnio of Vizav Grede, so, Lachem Gerim Tumei, Latzmi Kolshki. So, and even if it has reference to the Rio Shnio of Izab Mitzere, so again we don't have to resort to a posik, because we can deduce it to the Galchema, Lachir and Kerem Tumer Azul and Kokosh. So we might, Ile in the Izab Grede, and the Rio Shnio of Izab Grede, so we don't have to resort to a posik, because for the Galchema we can deduce that the Zive Shnio of Izab Grede is Mitame. And Zab Mitzere, Rio Shnio, certainly we can deduce through a Kalachemia. Not as Rashi says. So, Elo Pshite Bizav Mitzeiro and Rio Rishenu. So, Mimele, we couldn't deduce it through a Kalachemia of Lachir and Gerim Tume, Leatzme and Kolchki. So, Mimele, that Posik tells us that the Rio Rishenu the first tipping of is av mitzere is mitame bimase or mit yitzlichko l'ribuye b'riorishenu of is av mitzere shmanilo mekeim zivela mayru, because if mekeim zivela is mayon, so then it should be mitame bimase on the score of mayonis of mitzere. So why does the Torah have to mention especially as a kosu that the tip of Isheino of Isav Mitzere is mitami the Masse because of this special Zazakosu? If the truth is that Mikheim Zive has a din of Mayon, so the Torah doesn't even have to tell us that the Zivo Isheino of Isav Mitzere is mitami the Masse, because then I would know that the Zivo Isheino is mitami the Masse on the basis of Mayonis of Mitzero, that is mitami the Masse. The fact that the Torah had to tell us explicitly that the Zivo Visheino of Isav Mitzero is Mitamir Masse shows that if the Torah didn't tell us, I wouldn't know. Why wouldn't I know? But I do know that a Mayon of Mitzero is Mitamir Masse. The answer is, a Mayon of Mitzero is not, the answer is that the Mikheim Zive does not have a deal of Mayon. Now, but then, Rashi asked another Kashi, so there is no correspondence between the logic employed by Rabbi Yosef Abaye and by what Rome says. So in Achname, the Ramban says, according to Rabbi Yosef, so the only reason as to why Rio Risheno of Isav Mitzere could be mitame b'mase would be on the basis of that Mikheim Zive Mikheim Mayon. But Rabbi Speche, no, that Mikheim Zive is Lam Mikheim Mayon, and still it is mitame b'mase because of his special Zasakosov. But Rabbi Yosef didn't know of that Roshe, of Zev Itomeu, so Mele he formulated in terms of the question as to whether Mikheim Zive is Mayon, Mikheim Zive Lav Mayon. But Rabbi Speche, that Mikheim Zive is Lav Mayon, but the real Visheino of Isav Mitzere is still Mitame Masse. Well, however, Rabbi Yosef did not know of this Yalfuse, so maybe he assumed that if we are to assume that Mikheim Zive is Lav Mayon, so then it will be Mitame Masse. But Rabbi mentioned this droshe, so because of this droshe, so even though Mikheim Zive is not Mikheim Mayon, so it is still Mitame Masse. Right. This is how the Ramban. Omar Avon, Ria Mishenu Shal Zav Mitame Beinis, Shenema Zei Stiras Azav, because Bishiva drochim ibetkin es azav. So if the discharge of Zive took place not as a symptom of a certain sickness, but because of a special anus, because of machol, because of mishke, because of pachad, whatever the reason was, so then it doesn't become tomei as izav. So that's only in regard to the rioshni of izav. When the Zav becomes Tomei, a Tumah Zav, and he has to count Zayim Kiyim. So there the Aloche is that if the Rio Shnio is there, so he doesn't impose upon him Tumah Zav to count Zayim Kiyim. Masha'im Kiyim, the Rio Risheno, the first discharge of Zive, makes him only Tomei Tumah Serev. So even if the Rio is Beines because of Machon Mishke, Mishke or Pachad and so on, so he still is Mitami Beines, and it doesn't mean he's Mitami Beines, as Stasis points out. Rabuni doesn't mean that he's Mitami Beines as Itumes Valkari. It's Mitami Beines, and if there is a second discharge, Shaloi Beines, then it will be Mitzuref, and he'll become Izav Gomo, and he'll be Tomei Tumashi. אומר רבו לבי ראשי שעוזר מטעם בעיני, שאני לא זיסטר לך, זו מה שתצמא שיר הזה, מה שיר הזה מטעם בעיני, זאת בי ראשי שעוזר מטעם בעיני, לא רוצה לרח. מטעם בעיני, אין סיתו מקר לא אמרו בו, מגי, מתומסרת, בקרי, הוא הצטרף, נשני יום מטעם בגזר גומו, והוא דכסיב מבשורים ומחוסיין סי, על כל רב יש לי עוד דכסיב ועשו כל, והוא היה משנו, והוא נזכס לשכב הזרע, ושכב הזרע הוא קלעץ ומחוסיין נסחיל עם בו. תוש, רואו נציב משני זומי, רואו יהיה משנו בית כנאי סי, that when the first discharge of ziva takes place in a person, so then we have to test that maybe it was originated in an anus. B'machol, b'mishke, b'pachat, whatever. So, my love, the tume. So, when he says, oh, irishenom, ibeit kineise, and if it turns out that it originated in machol, mishke, in one of the seven causes of anus, so then, he's not Tomei, my lovely Tomei, that he's not Tomei, so that's a contrary to what Ravuna says. So the Gemara says, no, we call. Because in order that his Zav should be Mechuyev Korban, should be Mechuyev to bring a Korban when he becomes cured of the Zive, when he becomes Toyer of the Zive, so the halacha is that he has to have 3 years. So as far as the Chiyuv Korban is concerned, all the 3 years must be grounded Shalom Beis. But if any one of the 3 years, even the first 3, originated in an anus, b'machol b'mishte, so then even though he had 2 other discharges that did not emanate from an anus, that emanated from his sickness, from the sickness of his heart, so he is not the chivikon. So maybe it's no stira against Ravuna's view. All that Ravuna only says that the Rio Rishayno Beines can be mitzure with another Rio Shaloi Beines, the second Rio, to be mitame the Zav to Mashim. But Ravuna is made that if the Rio Rishayno is Beines, so then it cannot be mitzure with 2 other Rios to be mechayev the Zav Kol when it becomes neater from the Zim. Tosh, Shiyo Beikinei say, Rimai Yerim Rikom, Avon to Meloi, Yikre Kam Yipsore, Vimoi Machmas Hinsei, Elo Av Litume. So we have to say that when the Mishnah in Zobim says, Vishniyo Beikinei say, Vishniyo Beikinei say, it means Litume. It means Litume. Umi Disayim Litume, so Reisha Nam Litume, so the Reisha also has reference to Tume, because the same has reference to Tume. So the Gemara says, really here, how can it be, how can it be? Tosh, Rebreza Reimer Av Bishlishi, Beit Kinei, Seim Lid Neakom, Michlau Betalekam Et Neat Mekoma, since Rebreza says, Bishlishi, Beit Kinei, Seim Lid Neakom, and the Tatakame, the Rabbonim, don't say Bishlishi Beit Kinei say. The Beit Kinei say. So apparently, the Tatakame, when Tatakame talks, says Beit Kinei say, he doesn't mean Korban, he means Tume. Because, in view of the fact that the Mishnah emphasizes, in connection with Rablezer, Mifnei Korban, so that's mashma, that only in connection with Rablezer the B'dike is because of Korban. But in connection with Rabbonon, the Tanekame, the B'dike is because of Tume. So that means that the real Rishayno Beit Kinei say, so it's also because of Tume, not because of Korban. So it's a kashe against Rabbonon. This is how Tesis says. Lab na lo shim dag mit dis der blazer ask kom mi khot an kam a lo tumen dim ki la mishal mide a lo khadai mi khot an kam u mats mit dikem shim kom elo mishim tumen dim mishim kom hab la tsukh an lo dikem bishli shi ker blazer ba so the mother says what the cool out of the call that when the tanakam mentions perishayno is beitkin royo perishayno is beitkin I say so he means Beit Kinei say because of Korban, not because of Tumah. But then you ask, So he, the Telekame, also discusses Bdike because of Kohen. So why is it that the Telekame doesn't mention Bishlishi Beit Kineisei Mipnei Kohen? Because as far as Kohen is concerned, so you have to have three Riyas. And certainly, suppose the third Riyah would be Beinis, so he wouldn't become Mechuyev Kohen. So how is it Telekame doesn't mention Bishlishi Beit Kineisei Mipnei Kohen? So Bishlishi, if we say the Telekame doesn't discuss Bdikes because of Kohen, so then we can understand. So that's the reason as to why Telekame doesn't mention Bishlishi Beit Kineisei Mipnei Kohen, because Telekame is not concerned with Bdikes on account of Kohen. Telekame is only discusses Bdikes on account of Tumah. But according to Rabune, so as far as Tumah is concerned, so Bdike Rishaino is Mitamei and it's Mitzure to the second Rie, even though the Rie Rishaino was the Ines, so the Mele we have to say that when Telekame says it means because of Kohen. If it means because of Kohen, so Telekame also discusses Kohen. How is it that Telekame doesn't say what Rav Lezer says, Abishlishi Beit Kineisei? So Telekame should also say it. But if we don't say like Rabune, so then we can say Telekame doesn't discuss B'dikes because of Kohen. Telekame only discusses B'dikes because of Tumen. So if we say Telekame discusses only Bdikes because of Tumah, and still Telekame says Rishaino Beit Kineisei, so that means in connection with Tumah he requires Bdikes. So it's a stira against Rabbeinu's din. So the Gemara says no. The truth is that Telekame also discusses Bdikes because of Kohen. And so mainly there is no kashe against Rabune. But then you ask if the Telekame discusses Bdikes because of Kohen, and this is what he means when he says, Ro Rishaino Beit Kineisei.